I'm Isaac Wolf with your Crossroads League Week in Review. We start in volleyball where Indiana Wesleyan head coach Candace Moch reached her 1,000th career victory on Wednesday against Goshen. The mark comes in Moch's 41st season as a head coach, the last 23 of those being at IWU. She added three more wins to that total this weekend at Indiana Tech, where the Wildcats went 3-0, including a five-set win against Cornerstone on Friday and two sweeps of Indiana Tech and Rio Grande on Saturday. In Friday's win over Cornerstone, setter Abby Porter tallied 63 assists, the most in a single game by a Wildcat since 2019. Martina DeMarkey had 23 kills for the Wildcats, while Ava Joldersma had 20. The Wildcats are now 19-2, heading into a top 15 matchup at Grace on Wednesday. The number 14 Lancers swept number 22 Marion on Wednesday and also competed at the Indiana Tech Invitational, going 1-2 this weekend. They defeated Lindsey Wilson in five sets on Friday and lost both games to Cornerstone and Indiana Tech on Saturday. Number 16 Mount Vernon sits at 20-2 after a 3-1 victory against St. Francis on Wednesday. Lissy Snoffer led the Cougars with 15 kills. Jalen Tang added 18 digs in the winning effort. Their next offer comes at home against Bethel on Wednesday after a full week of rest. Number 22 Marion was swept by Grace on Wednesday and will also have a full week's worth of rest for their matchup against Spring Arbor this Wednesday at 7. In football, number 3 Indiana Wesleyan took care of number 20 St. Xavier 39-7. Kyle Antoine took back the recently broken program record for passing yards in a single game set by Arjun Moth in Week 4's win over Olivet Nazarene. Antoine threw for 395 yards and two touchdowns. The Wildcats set a new season high in sacks with 7, Robbie Hunter leading that charge with 2 of his own. The Wildcats now prepare for a top 10 showdown with number 10 Marion, who is coming off a bye week. That game kicks off at 1:05 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. In men's soccer, number 5 Indiana Wesleyan is no longer undefeated after Grace upset them 4-3 in the final minutes of a dramatic game. A red card on the Indiana Wesleyan side put the Wildcats at a disadvantage for the majority of the game, playing 11-on-10. The Lancers scored the winning goal in the 88th minute, Kyle Hallwerder's second goal of the game. The Wildcats bounce back with a 5-0 win over Goshen on Saturday for senior night, and they now prepare for number 3 Bethel this upcoming Saturday. The Pilots lost to Mount Vernon 2-1 on Wednesday and shut out St. Francis 4-0 on Saturday. Manuel Garcia scored 3 of the team's 4 goals in the win. Both teams will have a week of rest and should be at their best for Saturday's top 5 matchup, which kicks off at the IWU soccer field at 6:30 p.m. In women's soccer, number 8 Spring Arbor won both of their games this week 7-1, Wednesday at Goshen and Saturday at home against Huntington. Lauren Marshall scored 3 goals across the 2 games for the Cougars, who have a week off before their next matchup against number 10 Marion. The Knights are coming off a 1-1 week, falling on the road to Taylor 1-0, then shutting out Grace 2-0. Katie Koger and Naomi Walters scored the goals for the Knights in the win, and both were assisted by Layla Brown. They also get this Wednesday off to prepare for the top 10 matchup at Spring Arbor in a game that kicks off at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Number 17 Indiana Wesleyan is 8-2-2 after a 2-0 week against Grace and Goshen. Both games were close and low scoring, with a combined week score of 3-0. Goals were scored by Mackenzie Minnie, Jackie Norris, and Anna Pettit. The Wildcats will now prepare for Bethel this upcoming Saturday. In men's tennis, Grace won their 3rd straight conference tournament title. The Lancers defeated Huntington 4-1 on Saturday. They are 33-0 in conference play over the last 3 seasons. And in women's tennis, undefeated Bethel took down number 19 Marion 4-3 to win their first ever Crossroads League Tournament Championship. The win by the Pilots ended Indiana Wesleyan's historic 33-year conference champion streak. Kenzie Abdullah's singles match at the end sealed the win for the Pilots. As for this week's Crossroads League Awards, the Volleyball Attacker and Defender of the Week is Lissy Snoffer of Mount Vernon. Snoffer posted 15 kills and 40 swings and added 2 aces, 17 digs, and 2 blocks for number 16 Mount Vernon in its 4-set win over St. Francis. The Volleyball Setter of the Week is Abby Porter of Indiana Wesleyan. Porter continued her strong campaign with 11.6 assists per set in a trio of wins for number 9 Indiana Wesleyan. Porter set a new career high with 63 assists in a 5-set win over Cornerstone and finished the week with 128 assists. The Women's Soccer Offensive Player of the Week is Regan Ramirez of Spring Arbor. Ramirez had 2 goals, 2 assists, and 6 points in 2 lopsided wins for Spring Arbor this week. The senior midfielder had 2 assists in the 7-1 win over Goshen and then scored twice in the 7-1 win against Huntington. The Women's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week is Brianna Rawlings of Taylor. Rawlings made 8 saves in a 1-0 shutout victory for Taylor over number 10 Marion and finished the week with 2 wins in goal, 11 saves, and just 1 goal allowed in 180 minutes of work. The Men's Soccer Offensive Player of the Week is Manuel Garcia of Bethel. Garcia netted 3 goals in the first half of number 3 Bethel's 4-0 win over St. Francis. Garcia scored on all 3 shot attempts that he took for the Pilots. The men's soccer defensive player of the week is Jack Christini of Spring Arbor. Christini helped Spring Arbor to a pair of wins, allowing just one goal in 180 minutes of action and picking up 9 saves for the Cougars. The women's cross-country runner of the week is Katie Woods of Marion. Woods led Marion to a 5th-place team finish by taking 25th of 231 finishers at the Masters Invite. Woods crossed with a time of 22 minutes and 54 seconds to pace the Knights. The men's cross-country runner of the week is Tristan Trevino of Marion. Trevino ran a personal best time of 24 minutes and 53 seconds for Marion at the Masters Invite, finishing 15th overall out of 234 competitors. The women's tennis player of the week is Kenzie Abdullal of Bethel. Abdullal led Bethel to its first ever Crossroads League tournament championship by going a combined 5-0 in 3 postseason matches for the Pilots. Abdullal's 7-4, 4-6, 6-4 win at number 4 singles in the title match was the clinching point for Bethel's championship. And the men's tennis player of the week is Pablo Grigori of Grace. Grigori led number 20 Grace to a 3rd straight Crossroads League tournament championship by going a combined 5-0 at number 1 singles and number 1 doubles for the Lancers in postseason matches. That's all for this week with your Crossroads League Week in Review. I'm Isaac Wolf.